Ah, yes. Every time I hear this, I think of Gary Thorne and Barry Melrose, mid-90s, the NHL on ESPN. But in the meantime, we are going to talk NHL with ESPN's Greg Wyshynski. Greg, good morning. How are you? Do you miss the old mid-90s NHL on ESPN days?
I do to a point, though, because it kind of is back a little bit. We have ESPN Plus as our streaming service, and beginning this season, we've been running NHL games almost every night on the service. We had the Sharks and Capitals score fest last night. Mm-hmm. And that song is prominently featured on In the Crease, which is our nightly highlight show, hosted by none other than Linda Cohn and then also John Buccigross, who, of course, was a staple during the mid-90s NHL coverage. So it's been a nostalgia fest, and it's been pretty cool to get hockey back because goodness knows that our stuff gets promoted a bit more when there's a game to promote.
So, Greg, we were just having this conversation about David Poile. Obviously, a very long and storied career with mostly the Predators, but also a previous stop in Washington. Is hiring Peter Laviolette, in your opinion, the most important decision he has ever made?
Wow. You know, I'd have to go back to the Capitals a little bit to see some of those, you know, moves in the late 1980s, for example, that certainly reshaped that club, sometimes for better, sometimes for worse. But during his tenure with the Predators, it's hard to imagine another move that had that kind of significant impact. I mean, with all due respect to Barry Trotz, I think Laviolette is a very special coach and certainly a guy who's had a transformative effect on this roster. I mean, there have been other moves transactionally in the last few years, the Subban trade being one, the Seth Jones for Johansson trade being another. But I think it probably all tracks back to the guy behind the bench when it comes to the success the Predators have had.
Now, how do you assess this team thus far? Because we've been trying to figure this out. Yes, we know they are a good team. We know they are one of the top teams in the National Hockey League, but they've been on a 7-game losing streak. They have had their troubles on the road. But then, you know, they're beating teams and they're going this hot streak. This team has been as good as they are and as well as they are coached. They've had this sort of, for a really good team, they've had a roller coaster type of season.
They certainly have, but I think, I mean, most of that in my mind is chalked up to the injuries mm-hmm. that this team's dealt with. And they've been significant. I mean, when you take away a top defenseman and two-thirds of your top line from any team in this league, it's going to have a huge impact. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, Phil Forsberg's played 34 games. Victor Arvidsson's played 27 games so far. And that's significant. I mean, that's going to really kind of mess with your process when you, you know, have what I think is the top line in hockey cut up and disjointed because of these injuries. And you factor in the Subban injury and others throughout the lineup, and it just hasn't been a run with this group for most of the season. But, you know, I think everybody on the outside looking in knows what the team's capable of when it's at full strength. And there's a lot to love here, even if they've been sort of, as you said, on a roller coaster this season.
Greg Wyshynski is joining us here on Morning Drive. Greg, yesterday we had a meeting. We're walking out of it, myself, my producer, and our midday host and Preds TV announcer, Willie Donick. And we were talking about, you know, the emergence of Victor Arvidsson and taking that Jofa line and comparing it to what Colorado has, who the Preds just beat on Monday, and then talking about Winnipeg, how maybe their top six could be the best in the league. When you look at the emergence of Victor Arvidsson with the Jofa line, how do you compare that to what Colorado currently has, and then kind of in another discussion, compared to what Winnipeg has on their top six?
Well, you know, I think Winnipeg's top six is something special, and I don't know if there's many teams in the league that can compare to it. But top line to top line, we ranked the lines recently in the NHL, the top lines, and, you know, there's some good ones, that's for sure. I mean, the Colorado line, Boston's group with Bergeron and Pasternak and Marchand, there are a lot of contenders for best line in hockey. But, you know, for my money, I think it's the Arvidsson Forsberg Johansson line because if you track back to the beginning of last season, statistically, they're every bit as good as the MacKinnon line in Colorado, which I think is the gold standard for a lot of people. They don't have the same goal differential just because of the volume of scoring that the Colorado line puts up, but from a sort of rates and ratios and averages perspective, they're very much in sync. And this is such a line that, much like the MacKinnon line, just drives everything for this team when it is rolling and can carry them places, which is a really special thing to have. So for my money, they're the best line in hockey. I'm not just saying that because I'm on a national station. it's the thing that I wrote when we talked about this in our roundtable a few weeks ago.
So I hate to oversimplify things, Greg, but we do live in an oversimplified sports conversation landscape currently. Does the Nashville Predators' ultimate success or failure in this particular season, is it just as simple as Pekka Rinne being really good in the postseason?
Yeah. I mean, because the last time that happened, they played for the Cup. And granted, you know, things didn't go so well in the Pittsburgh series, this weird voodoo curse that he seems to have when it comes to playing in Pittsburgh, you know, on top of the fact that he's been so inconsistent on the road in subsequent playoff series, it really does come back to that. And, you know, I was in Nashville back in November, and it was, I think, right around the time when Pekka, you know, signed that extension. And I remember talking to him about, you know, what does it make you feel to think about the fact that those playoff disappointments are now kind of part of your legacy. And you could feel the determination from this guy to rewrite the script. You know, you could feel the determination of this guy to not have that be the lasting impact. You know, the guy who couldn't win in a big spot in the playoffs. It's not what this guy wants, because I think he fancies himself as one of the best goalies in recent memory in the NHL. So that level of determination gives you a little bit of hope that Pekka, the competitor, is going to be able to figure things out in the playoffs. So boy, you know, the last couple seasons, man, you know, you look at those numbers on the road and then in big spots, and, you know, big time goaltenders, you know, Stanley Cup championship level goaltenders are not the ones that usually get pulled in definitive games in a series. And that's kind of where Peck has been. And it's kind of a scary prospect.
Greg Wyshynski joining us here on Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Final one for me, Greg. You look at this team right now, 7-8-3 their last 18. They're in Vegas tonight before the All-Star break. We know the trade deadline is just about a month away. And I know when it comes to making a deal, it takes two to dance. So David Poile, in your opinion, do you think he definitively knows at this point whether or not he will make a move before the deadline, or does he go into this break saying, I need to see the next 3 to 5 games, and that will give me a more clear picture as to what, if anything, I need to change before the end of February?
Well, I mean, I think he goes into it thinking he's going to make a deal, because he's never shied away from really tweaking his teams mid-season. He's been a very active general manager to that end throughout his career. And the thing about the Predators right now is twofold. One, they've got cap space that I think you know, they could utilize in some ways at the deadline for some of this available rental talent. Because two, they've got to load up for Bear, man. This Western Conference amongst the elite teams, and there's some clear separation now between the teams at the top of the conference and the dreck that's trying to finish in the wild card. You know, the Oilers just fired their general manager, and yet they're only 3 points out of the wild card, to kind of put that in perspective. But the elite teams are crazy deep offensively, and I think that David Poile knows that, you know, there's another weapon to be had, most likely on the wing, to really bolster this group a little bit and get them ready to play the Winnipegs and the San Jose's and Vegas going forward.
Greg, always a pleasure. We appreciate the insight. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Greg Wyshynski covers the NHL for ESPN, ESPN.com.
It almost feels like his analysis of the Western Conference there is, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're in first place or fifth place or eighth place. You better add some pieces, because everybody else is coming for you, is what it sounds like.
All right, let's give us something away right now. It's your chance to win a pair of tickets to go to the Tennessee Boat and Fishing Expo at the Wilson County Expo Center on Friday, February the 1st through Sunday, February the 3rd. So if you want a pair of tickets, just be caller 5 right now, 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025, caller 5, you're going to the Boat and Fishing Expo. When we come back, Major League Baseball Class of 2019 Hall of Fame. snubs and takes. That's next here on Morning Drive.
Man, those tickets are really easy to win. You know what else is easy? The Xfinity New Year New Deal. It's easy because resolutions are hard. You can now get an amazing deal with Xfinity. Now, through February 3rd, get started with Xfinity TV and internet for only $35 each a month for 2 years when you bundle with a two-year agreement. And you get download speeds of up to 150 megabits per second, so you can run all your devices. Plus, you'll get Stars and Showtime. Stars has got a really cool show named Counterparts. Showtime Billions, check it out. You get that included for a year. With Xfinity, you can use the X1 voice remote to quickly find and watch your favorite shows on Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and more. And you watch the best shows and movies and even live TV, of course, on the wonderful, spectacular Xfinity Stream app with the most reliable internet. This sale ends February 3rd. So seriously, learn more about the Xfinity New Year New Deal today. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store. Requires EcoBill, paperless billing, and auto-pay enrollment. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Actual speeds vary. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, are extra and subject to change. After agreement, term, and premium promo, regular rates do apply. Netflix and Prime Video streaming services memberships are required.